I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Looking back, China put into effect new religious restrictions on foreign missionaries on May 1. China Partner, an organization that provides biblical and leadership development training, has felt the consequences, says Eric Berkland.
Any foreign Christian organization, pastor, church, ministry group that wants to do any kind of direct ministry inside China has to get a permission ahead of time from their Religious Affairs Bureau.
China Partner had to cancel four trainings in May because they did not receive permissions. Church leaders in China are staying positive.
This is a system that's very suppressive and oppressive and limiting, and they wish they had more freedoms, of course. But in the midst of all that, they are still staying faithful.
Pray for Chinese church leaders and for wisdom for ministries like China Partner. Also, South Africa's education system needs improvement to prepare children for the future. The country faces a severe literacy crisis as most grade 4 learners are unable to read for meaning. David Durance from Teach Beyond says,
when children are not provided that opportunity to break out, to have an opportunity to learn, and even the basic things like literacy, when that's missed, suddenly we recognize the lasting impact it is for this generation and for the next generation.
Rural schools often lack electricity and internet, and some schools don't teach mathematics anymore. Teach Beyond's open schools use simple, play-based methods to help children shift into a healthy learning mindset. This creates space for them to learn about the gospel and other subjects. Walk alongside these educators with prayer. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. Join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.